أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما أنزل على الملكين ببابل هاروت وماروت وما يعلمان من أحد حتى يقولا إنما نحن فتنة فلا تكفر. We were reading about the Bani Israel, the Jews, and one of the great evils they were in the time of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam also, whom Allah was the chosen Nabi of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. And as we read in other ayat, اعملوا آل داود الشكرا, that on account of the amal of shukr which they made, Allah Ta'ala had bestowed them very greatly. Allah gave them such a government. Rabbi Habli Hukmal, he made dua that, oh Allah, give me such a government that nobody else ever has such a government. And Allah granted it to him. Over the jinn and man he ruled. Over the wind and waters he ruled. Over the birds and animals he ruled. His rule was over everything. But evil of this Bani Israel, they ascribe this that na'uzu billah, he's not ruling by the miracle of Allah, by Allah's favor, but that he's making jadu, na'uzu billah. No Nabi ever committed any guna. Jadu is a major guna, it is kufr. No Nabi ever committed major guna before or after his nabuwat. In no way whatsoever. He was completely clear, and Allah clears him. وَمَا كَفَرَ سُلَيْمَانَ. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam did not make kufr of any type, that is, he did not make any jadu whatsoever. But it was rampant. In his time, the jinn and man all lived together. And the jinn, the evil jinnat, who we call the shayateen, they were teaching man how to make jadu. And they put this in the minds of the people that Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam also is making jadu, which could could be further from the truth. He was the very opposite of it. He came to destroy all types of kufr, not to make any type of kufr. So in order to clarify this, Allah Ta'ala had sent two farishtas, two angels, in the town of Babel in order to teach people what the jadu is, so that they could differentiate between the two. Jadu and this karamat and mu'ajizat which Allah gives. Mu'ajizat to Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and karamat to the awliya which Allah gives. The end result is more or less the same. It is very difficult to distinguish between the two. The end result are things which are completely out of the normal, out of what is natural. Even the karamat is a thing, a mu'jiza of a Nabi is a thing which is totally out of the natural. And the jadu effect is also. Now it becomes very difficult for people to differentiate between the two. Which is the right and which is the wrong. Which we can understand, which the Quran Sharif has also explained. That if a person does business correctly, upright, honest businessman, he makes a lot of profit also. And there is a lot of barakat in there also. And a person who buys backdoor goods, stolen goods, and that person also makes a lot of money. So people see that both of them, they look like the same. They are doing very well. Both of them are the same. So the Quran Sharif says, أَحَلَّ الْبَيْعَ وَحَرَّمَ الرِّبَى. That Allah has made proper buying and selling business. Allah has made it halal. And riba, because of which also, the riba also swells the things. And it makes like there are many people who are living over on the banks. They haven't got anything. In fact, the whole capitalist monetary system is that they are living on somebody else's money. It is all the bank's money, but they are looking that they are living it up. They've got beautiful houses, beautiful cars, holidays, lifestyle, but it is nothing of halal in there. It is all haram. يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. Allah Ta'ala says he destroys riba, interest, And sadaqah, a person gives in charity, Allah increases that person. But generally the people don't understand. And therefore, unfortunately, many Muslims also, we fall into bonds with the bank. We take interest bearing loans from people, from the banks, etc. So in order to differentiate the two, Allah also has explained what is the halal business and all the haram. Now in explaining the haram, there are many people who didn't know many haram avenues. So then they come to know of it and they say that Allah explained it. It's in the Sharia. The Sharia explained, no, it's explained it that we stay away from it, not that we do it. Just like Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali wrote Islahul Rusum, a kitab to correct all the bid'at which are amongst people, all the innovations and bid'ats people make. One lady wrote to him and she said that I didn't know of many of the bid'ats, but by your kitab I came to know, and now I'm going to practice on that also. So Maulana said, our duty is to tell the people. And if they take the opposite, the wrong, just like also, for example, today we find, especially in the Western world, which is coming so common in our lives also. One is the halal institution of marriage, nikah. A person gets married and he has barakat in his nikah, he observes it properly. And the other is the haram institution of adultery. And in the Western world, adultery has become so common. They look down upon marriage and to have more than one wife, they will say it is haram. But to have 1,000 mistresses, that they will say is halal. And they won't find enjoyment in a halal wife, but in haram relationships, they find enjoyment. So there, just like that, this jadu is also haram. But people were going towards it. And halal was the correct observance of the commands of Allah. And especially for Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam and Dawood alayhi salam, Allah had given great barakat because of their making one part of deen, shukr. The whole of deen was in their lives. They came to establish the whole of deen. But by shukr, Allah had given them lot of barakat. But the people got confused with this. So Allah Ta'ala sent the two farishtas in order to teach people that what this jadu is. Not that they make jadu, but so they understand that this is haram. And they inform the people clearly that this is haram, don't make jadu. It is kufr. You will lose your iman. You will go out of the fold of Islam. So don't make jadu. So in order to differentiate between the two, in order to understand the rest of these ayat, it is very important to understand this. Otherwise, many people even take the wrong notion that they came and they taught jadu. Why did Allah teach jadu? Why did Allah send the farishtas? Just like Allah taught that interest is haram. Just that Allah Ta'ala taught that adultery is haram. And Allah spelled it out, not for us to do it, but for us to stay away from it. But if we got that khabasat, and we got that evil within us, that we just go towards evil, and we want to justify it, that is our problem. That is, we are doing the wrong thing. So just like that, this jadu also was taught. So in order that the people understand the reality, and they told clearly to the people, la takfur, don't make kufr, don't do jadu, stay away from it. And so that people could understand the difference. May Allah let us understand this basic principle of deen and stay away from all haram. And this jadu, as we will explain, in different forms has become rampant also. In its original form of jadu also, it is rampant. Especially the Jewish people are doing it. And in different forms today, good people unwittingly are also getting involved. And they are also committing this jadu, which is a major sin, which is kufr. So Allah Ta'ala save us from it, understand the difference, and give us the proper understanding that when wrong things are explained to us, it doesn't mean that we have to do the wrong things. It means we have to stay away from the wrong things. May Allah give us proper understanding of deen and amal.